This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Hard to believe it's already the fifth day of October 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're live. We're broadcasting worldwide, simulcasting video at Infowars.com/show. I want to open the phones up today and talk to Texans, but Americans and other people around the world, for that matter, about the handling of Ebola 2014. We saw the video and photo images Friday of workers cleaning up piles of vomit where the Ebola-stricken man in Dallas had been vomiting. He had been in the hospital a week before and given antibiotics for a virus. You don't give antibiotics for a virus. Then it took them a week to think, hey, we better go find the ambulance he was in and scrub it down. And we witness a federal government, when France and England and everybody else for that matter, over a month ago, banned flights out of these stricken African countries on the African West Coast and Central Africa. Here in the United States, they have the head of the CDC running around saying it would make it worse, but giving no evidence to that. And they've got MSNBC headlines, how the NRA is making the Ebola crisis worse. And I've seen headlines about Perry better do a good job with Ebola in Texas or he'll be in political trouble. How is it Rick Perry's job to control the airplanes flying in? That's a federal. And I'm not defending Rick Perry. It's just total smoke and mirrors. Rick Perry better watch it. NRA better watch it. How about the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man better watch it? It has nothing to do with any reality. It is the out-of-control, reckless federal government that has opened the borders up. Months ago, 2 months ago, InfoWars came out. Drudge came out. Others came out and said, hey, why are the southern borders wide open while this is happening? And now they're saying, yeah, Ebola could come across, but there's no way to control it, so... Look, Geraldo Rivera was wrong is the issue. And political correctness has paralyzed this country. That's what it's designed to do. Last few years, we've seen articles at colleges across the United States and England where they say don't have a Halloween party and don't dress up like a geisha girl or an Eskimo or a cowboy or a Native American or a pirate or anybody because it's hurtful. And then I was reading an email that a friend sent me from their big yoga studio that they attend, where they were going to have a India-style party. And they said, well, we had complaints that it would be racist if we dressed up like people from India, because obviously yoga is connected to India, and so we're going to shut it down. See, we can't even shut flights down from countries where they're estimating 1.4 to 5 million people will get Ebola by the time it runs its course. They are trying to get out en masse. Other African countries have sealed their borders, but we can't. Because if they can sell us on having open borders during Ebola or during other superbugs like this enterovirus that's killing kids, then they can do anything. So we're going to come back with all the information covering this, all the latest developments, open the phones up and get your take on it. We're going to be talking about Ebola here today, okay? We don't screen your calls, but sometimes we're on topic, so that's what we're going to be discussing And also, if you want to cover it, want to talk about it, Army chiefs tell U.S. government, and the Brits are doing as well, stop Gulf states funding terrorism. So our own military is admitting what's really going on here. It's very good news.
What are you waiting
for? I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
So we have Eden right there.
What's his name?
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
Thank you for joining us live. It is October 5th, ladies and gentlemen, on this worldwide Sunday edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, with the weekday broadcast. We have InfoWars Nightly News, and that, of course, is 7 o'clock Central each and every weeknight, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock Central at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to open the phones up and get your view and your take on Ebola coming to the United States, the epicenter being Dallas, Texas, this being announced, of course, last week. We've had our reporters, Joe Biggs and others, on the ground up there in Dallas. I'm just 3.5 hours by car, 25 minutes by aircraft from Dallas, reporting from Austin. Undoubtedly, if Ebola has spread to other people and has a 22-day incubation period, that's expanded from just 3 days to 21, 22, then it has spread all up and down I-35, airplanes, you name it. But this is a lot bigger than just Ebola. It shows how the government's claim that it's setting up this giant high-tech surveillance NSA police state grid to keep us safe is not true. It's being put in place to control and fix the markets, and to give select intel to private corporations that are anti-free market, insider, crony combines. And we've had former heads of the NSA, like Bill Binney on the show. He was the director of their intelligence operations, to say just exactly what I just stated. This is not an opinion. This is what's going on. Our government has been colonized by special interest. And they have openly said in different North American Union documents, the Banff Canada documents came out in 2007, that they would use smallpox, the flu, Ebola, to bring in a North American Union and would want it to spread across three nations at least, to then have a coordinated response and sell the idea of extra-governmental, global governmental systems fixing a problem because the normal governmental systems, state and federal, fail. And if you look at what's happening, it's failing by design. The Arab countries, the African countries, the UK, France, all in the last month and a half banned flights out of Sierra Leone, Liberia, and other areas that have epidemic levels, hundreds of thousands of Ebola spreading. UN models are 1.4 to 5 million people getting it, millions dying by the end of the year. I don't know if that's accurate. That's what they're saying. And you've got cases where if someone has drug-resistant TB, they're banned from flying, and if they get caught doing it, they get locked up for years. They get quarantined. We've had medical doctors on to talk about this last week. We've had CDC experts on. Everyone who's worked in hazmat, anyone who's worked in a hospital, you know the rules, you know the law, state, federal, international. There is a default that when you have a serious contagion, a level 4 type contagion, that kills a vast majority of those that contract it, that you do not let people come in from those countries. If you go and just look it up, the surrounding African nations in North Africa, Southern Africa, Eastern Africa are heavily screening people at their borders. They have their borders shut down, and they're not accepting flights from major cities out of Sierra Leone and Liberia and what, four other countries. You can look it up. The UK banned flights a month and a half ago out of those countries. They're screening people. If you came here 100 years ago to Ellis Island, you got screened for TB. About two-thirds of the people got turned back at Ellis Island. Now, it's just, come on. The CDC chief has come out and said, quote, we can't shut down the border. Said that on NBC News. We have that video clip coming up. On Wednesday, I called for a petition, and folks did set that up. It's got about 100,000 signatures. Not because Obama does anything with those petitions, but because it draws attention to what's going on and becomes a news item. I also called for calling the White House and Congress and saying the default is for you to control the borders and to control the aircraft coming in here and to block these flights. I called for Rick Perry, and I know you called for Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, to call on Obama to do his job and shut down the flights. Rick Perry, as far as we know, and I've been following it, has not done that. Now, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal did come out on Friday and called on the Obama administration to impose a travel ban on flights to the U.S. from countries with Ebola outbreaks. We should stop accepting flights from countries that are Ebola-stricken, the Republican governor said in a statement. And he went on from there. The media, the AP and others are saying this is a test of Perry's leadership. If he doesn't get it under control, it's the feds that are supposed to blockade aircraft coming in from outside the nation. That is a federal prerogative, a federal jurisdiction. Rick Perry, his only job is to demand the CDC do its job and demand state agencies try to contain it as well, but to put pressure on the president and the federal government to not open us up to this. So, on Wednesday, when we had our reporters there at the press conference, we tried to push the governor to do that. He hasn't done that. It's a common sense default thing to do. Rick Perry didn't do it. Bobby Jindal did do it. And again, CDC director, travel ban could make Ebola outbreak worse. They've sent more, thousands of more U.S. troops. Total of 5,000 now have gone into Africa. And they spin this like, well, we have a travel ban. That will stop our response to it, trying to, quote, fix it. They can't even clean up vomit off the street where this Ebola patient was running around throwing up. Our hospitals are so screwed up that when he went in a week before vomiting and sick, they gave him antibiotics and said he had a virus. Antibiotics don't affect viruses. They didn't even clean for a week the ambulance, for 5 days, the ambulance he'd been in. They're not cleaning his apartment. They're not doing anything, folks. They're not quarantining his family or people that were around him and knew him because they obviously wanted to spread. They've never allowed, and it's federal law, someone with a super deadly disease like Ebola to come into the U.S. They brought more than 20 Ebola patients in. They're now bringing more in. This guy flew in from a West African country on an aircraft. Are they checking the plane manifest? Are they going and interviewing the people? Are they asking them to voluntarily come in and be screened? I'd want to be if I was on a plane with somebody with Ebola. No, none of it's being done. But don't you worry. We'll have the government shaking their finger at us all day long about how they have the NSA and the cameras and the checkpoints and Homeland Security having your kids, you know, quote, report on mommy and daddy and all this garbage in the name of safety when it has nothing to do with it. So I'm going to walk through all the breaking news on this front when we come back, give out the number and take your calls. But I want to make this statement very, very clear. They either souped up this Ebola and weaponized it, which we know has been done before. That's even been on Nova, on PBS, and allowed it to be released. Or it's naturally mutated to incubate longer and to be more powerful, and they're openly opening the door to let it happen. Either way, the people running our federal government are complicit in what's already happened and what is unfortunately going to unfold now. How does MSNBC respond? How the NRA is making the Ebola crisis worse. They're actually blaming gun owners. That's like blaming the moon made of cheese.
DNA Force.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
DNA Force.
No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies.
DNA Force.
We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
DNA Force.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, a travel ban to countries facing an Ebola outbreak could paradoxically make the problem worse. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Tom Frieden said in a press conference yesterday, this is the same government that tells us there's no side effects from any vaccine and they're safe and effective, even though every insert of every vaccine says it can kill you or give you neurological disorders, permanent narcolepsy, Guillain-Barre's. The list goes on and on. Permanent epilepsy, autoimmune. This is the same group that says aspartame is good for you. Well, in every study, it makes you go blind, basically be brain damaged. It's the same government that told you you didn't build your business and 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4. And that Obamacare didn't have death panels, even though they admit it does now. And of course, Obama said very unlikely Ebola would ever even get here. And now my gut tells me it's spreading. But last winter, last December into January, there were deaths all over the country. Just hundreds of local news articles about mystery illnesses filling hospitals with people dying of upper respiratory illnesses and respiratory illnesses of the lungs. And I lost 3 family members in East Texas alone to it. And no one would say what it even was. And now you've got this enterovirus where a kid gets pink eye and is dead a day later. And that's directly connected in mainline science. We had PhD doctors on last week, medical doctors on last week, virologists, you name it, clearly showing that the enterovirus is linked to vaccinated children and is causing viral mutations in the intestines of children. It's unbelievable. But it doesn't matter. They're putting heat sensors in Dallas schools. This is an Infowars.com story by Mikhail Phelan. It's also on PrisonPlanet.com and on the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. Dallas schools to install remote temperature monitors to detect Ebola. 5 schools will be monitored until further notice. So they're getting kids used to being basically face scanned remotely with the Department of Defense funded operation. But no one goes and gets the guy's family out for a week. They finally have at the apartment where everybody's just running around vomiting everywhere. They just have people not even hazmat gear cleaning up the vomit. That's where the Ebola can live, ladies and gentlemen, is in fecal matter or vomit for days inside structures. And WFAA-TV reports it. Nobody cares. Oh, but Homeland Security, they care so much. They're fighting so hard to keep you safe. You know why the head of the CDC came out and said we can't shut the border? It's because under the North American Union Treaty, signed by George Herbert Walker Bush's son, George W. Bush, in Baylor, Texas in 2005, with Vicente Fox and Paul Martin of Canada, there is no border. They've been issuing a hemisphere ID card since 2006. It's already gone. If you look at the head of the National Security Council and senators and others, they're always giving speeches saying, we're in a North American Union now. And guess what? Congress doesn't make the laws in that. You don't make the laws. Your states don't. A bunch of offshore megabanks do. And they'll run the response to Ebola once it breaks out and make hundreds of billions of dollars. And they'll know when the plague's going to run its course. Or maybe this is just a beta test. And so they'll know how to invest to profit from it. They have all the actuaries, all the computer programs, all of the data. That's why they love crises, why they create them, why they foster them, why they allow them to happen, why they don't let a good crisis go to waste, because they get power out of it, because common sense is dead. We're going to let the kids who are in there with dad vomiting everywhere go to school. We're going to leave them in the apartment for a week. We're not going to clean up the ambulance. We're not going to check the flight manifest and go check everybody that was on those planes. We're not going to shut down the planes coming into the U.S., even though everybody else is doing it, including African countries. No. We're going to leave everything wide open. And if you dare criticize it, Geraldo Rivera will come out and say he's ashamed of Matt Drudge for reporting on Ebola being able to come across the border. Now the CDC admits it could, but says there's nothing they could do anyways. So see, in this new world, you're in trouble when you're right, not when you're wrong. You say 2 + 2 = 5, they say, jolly good, step up, you're part of the cult. This is a cult mentality in government and media now, where they've got everyone chanting 2 + 2 = 5, literally. With a rudderless, empty-minded public, grown up, watching television their entire lives, having no idea what the real world's really like, a nation of spectators run by a group of kleptocrats, robbing and stealing everything. But here's the news. The whole legal system, the whole political system, the writing's on the wall, this is the Department of Defense, British Ministry of Defense reports, it's all going to collapse on purpose. So let me tell you something. All of you that have served this process of the takeover, all of you that have served this leg of the consolidation, you're all going to be flushed down the toilet in the next phase of the New World Order, global government, transhumanist, eugenicist, singularity, power trip movement that governs the planet. While you watch NFL football and while you ride your Harley Davidson, I'm not blaming you men for wanting to do that, I'm sure it's fine. While you smoke your cigarettes, while you go to the bar, while you watch your favorite TV show, while you apply makeup to your face, we live in an engineered society where the food, the water, everything's manipulated on record, the GMO, and now our government is openly letting people with Ebola in, leaving the flights in, bringing the patients in, so they have plausible deniability when they release a string of garbage, which our government's been caught doing secret testing, lethal testing thousands of times before. Why wouldn't you think they'd do it now? It's not our government. It is a scientific group of eugenicists who all publish books bragging about what they've done. So you have to understand, that's what's frustrating here. I'm going off what they say they would do and what they've done. And here's what's scary. They're about 5-10 years, depending on which project, behind what they said they'd do in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. But they've done everything they said they'd do. They have rolled out everything they said they would. They have done everything according to plan. Okay, let's go to the CDC director saying we can't control the border. Yeah, because there is no border.
We know that as long as the outbreak smolders in Africa, as long as it's in Africa, we're potentially at risk, because even if we tried to close the border, it wouldn't work. People have a right to return. People transiting through could come in, and it would backfire, because by isolating these countries, it'll make it harder to help them. It'll spread more there, and we'd be more likely to be exposed here.
But he had a nice, calm NPR voice. Very convincing, loving little eyes, with his hair all combed. Kids, by the way, take your shots. We here at the New World Order love you, and all we want is for you to get healthy. That's why the cancer rates and everything else are off the charts. So just take your shots. Get rid of those brain cells. Mercury's good for you. The CDC said so, remember? They said mercury's good. It's all true. They love you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if you're in Dallas, Texas, we'd really love to talk to you, but if it's spreading, you know it's already gotten outside Dallas. This guy flew back from Liberia on board an aircraft full of hundreds of people, and there are folks with Ebola by the hundreds of thousands in Africa now jumping on aircraft as well. But they can't go to France, they can't go to Germany, they can't go to England, they can't go to the United Arab Emirates, they can't go a whole bunch of places, but you know where they can come? They can come right here to America because, well, up is down and down is up. The toll-free number to join us on the Sunday transmission is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. And again, later on in the next hour, I'll open the phones up for a general discussion of other issues. I have a lot of other news I want to get to. But we're talking about Ebola. So just if you call in and something else, just get ready to get hung up on. That's just the way it is. Because we don't screen your calls, so it's always a free-for-all. But we're on this topic. I'd love to hear from you. And one of the topics I will get to in the next hour, Army chiefs tell government stop Gulf states funding terrorism. Pressure is mounting on government to take action against wealthy Gulf states accused of funding Islamic terrorism after the beheading of Alan Henning, a British aid worker kidnapped in Syria. I had Colonel Schaefer on about a month ago who briefed the Armed Services Committee in closed session, and he said that the Pentagon told them the same thing. Our allies are arming ISIS, which is known as ISIS or IS or ISIL. It's really Al-Qaeda. And we're arming them as well. It needs to stop. 2 weeks ago, General Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, came out and in testimony said, no, our allies are arming these people, and they're horrible. So, see, we've entered kind of a bizarro world, fantastical land, where there was always lying and corruption in government. But I've studied history, and I've lived 20 years on air and 20-plus years politically active. I've never seen anything like it where they go, if we shut the border, Ebola will get in. If we don't let flights fly in from Liberia or Sierra Leone, Ebola will get in. If we don't jump off the cliff, we might break our legs. You know, pregnant women need to take double the flu shots. Until 5 years ago, all the inserts said, never take it if you're pregnant. It'll kill your baby or brain damage them. It's well known. So they just went, you know what? You need extra shots. It's all about over-the-top weirdness. Actual death panels in Obamacare, now admitted. Actual death panels at the VA to not give people treatment. It's just Twilight Zone, and they got away with it. Why not? Why not clean up the vomit for 4 or 5 days or a week, or let the ambulance that carried the Ebola patient drive around for 6 days before you clean it up? Why not just let flights come in? Why not? Why should we expect Rick Perry to tell Obama to shut down the flights? It's an absolute default, no-brainer, absolute reality to do that. They've never allowed Ebola patients in. They've never allowed people in from countries where something like this is happening. This is unprecedented, ladies and gentlemen. And it's because they want to use a crisis. That's what I want to hear from the callers on. The globalists want to basically use this crisis to bring in a medical tyranny, a forced inoculation program with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Monsanto created Ebola vaccine they're set to roll out. I guarantee you that's why, bare minimum, they've turned off the default. It's like not closing a hatch on a submarine when you submerge. It's a no-brainer. Or not pressurizing a jumbo jet, a 777, before you take off from Houston International to fly to London, England. They're turning off all the defaults because the public, I guess they think, is absolutely brain dead. I mean, is America done? How much more crazy does the system have to get? I marveled in the last 4 years as our government openly funded Al-Qaeda and turned them loose to kill every Christian they could find, a non-radical Muslim in the Middle East, as a destabilization program. Then our military, about a year and a half ago, started speaking up and saying no, and a lot of it stopped, and now they're back again in England and the U.S. saying we shouldn't be part of this. Our military is doing that. They've never started going public saying we shouldn't be doing this. They've always followed orders, and that shows you how crazy the elite is. Military knows what all the flags and communications are. They know they were ordered to arm these guys 4 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago. So there's some good news here at the same time. But that's what I mean. It's so wild, so Twilight Zone. Now, where they have the head of the CDC straight face saying, we've got to let flights fly in and out of these African countries, that the presidents of these countries admit they basically collapsed. And so anybody with money, even, you know, poor people that have saved it, are begging to get on planes, and other countries won't take them, so they come here. So America is now like the place to run across the Atlantic Ocean, the 9-hour flight from West Africa into New York City, what a 10 or 11 hour flight into Dallas, 9-hour flight into Miami, 9-hour flight into Atlanta. And they're not even, they don't have the heat sensors at the airport. They don't have the, no, they're putting them in the school. We're going to let the kids that may have Ebola be at school, we're going to have heat sensors. And then, as if that joke isn't bizarre enough, and this is a psychological tactic called gaslighting, but it's more sophisticated, where they just scramble everything, where no one even knows what's going on. It's so over the top. How the NRA is making the Ebola crisis worse by Crystal Ball and Ann Thompson. And they go on to say the NRA is the problem, that Americans own guns, and don't even give a reason. It's just, it's bizarre. It's like Obamacare will cut your bill in half, even though it doubles it. And it'll raise payroll taxes on poor people. You know, I tell people I know this, and stuff that's on record, like, hey, you know, over 2,000 corporations got total Obamacare waivers. So McDonald's doesn't have to get it for their employees, but a mom and pop does, which then makes their hamburgers more expensive, so they go bankrupt. And people look at me, they've known me for years, and they go, that can't be true. That's discrimination. Well, while they're busy banning people dressing up in Halloween like any character that might hurt someone's feelings, Pancho Villa can't do it. Cowboy can't do it. Who said we couldn't do it? They can literally come out and demonize the Second Amendment and just put an article out. Gun owners did it. When Ebola comes, it's gun owners with no evidence, with no thought, with no even reason. It's like when MSNBC, and I've played this clip probably 20 times, I'm not going to play it again, said the Boston bombers were influenced by Alex Jones, and Alex Jones is deeply racist. What did the Boston bombing have to do with deep racism or me? It just, and they showed no proof. Just like now they say the NRA is to blame for the Ebola. And then don't even explain why. It's just, you're just to blame. I said so. That's the level of craziness that's taking place here. And Governor Bobby Jindal has come out and said, ban travel from Ebola nations. That's a default. We should not be accepting flights from countries that are Ebola stricken. The Republican governor said in a statement, President Obama said it was unlikely that Ebola would reach the U.S. Well, it has, and we need to protect our people, he said. But the Obama administration keeps saying they won't shut down flights. They insist, instead say, we should just listen to the experts. In fact, they said it would be counterproductive to stop these flights. These statements defy logic. That's key. Defy logic. Hey, you should shut the hatch on the submarine before you submerge. No, I'm not going to. You will drown. Shut up, racist. It's racist to close the hatch. You're like, how is it racist to close the hatch? Just, it's racist, okay? Said it was. Okay? And again, I expected Rick Perry to do this. I've been calling since Wednesday for Rick Perry to call for this. Nothing. That's the thing about Rick Perry, man. His advisors are hooked into the globalists. And it makes me want to throw up. Rick Perry, do you hear me?
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. What do? They bring Ebola victims into the U.S. Never been done before. They leave the borders wide open and fly in record numbers of people from collapsing countries. As all of our allies shut down flights. And they spin it and say, well, we've got to have our troops be able to get in to take care of the sick people. When they've had Pentagon generals, both retired and current, come out and say, A, our troops aren't trained. B, they'll just contract it and bring it back here. This is a terrible idea. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And it just illustrates they can't and they won't protect you. And for some reason, they want Ebola to break out in this country. And that's why I'm opening the phones up. I want to know from you out there in this segment and right through into the second hour today, why do you think this is happening? We've got SA Insider from FEMA Region 6, Spiro from Washington, Katie from Boston, Zach in Wisconsin, Cindy, Richard, Julio, Mark, Karen, Jason. Is that Monique from Quebec, Canada, and many others? And we're going to try to go through your calls quickly to get your question or your comment, and then I will continue to go through all the news I haven't even gotten to yet. Ebola patient in Dallas fighting for his life, the CDC head has said. Remember just a few months ago, I'm like, the government's going to be to blame if they keep bringing these Ebola patients in, and Ebola gets loose in the country, or if they don't ban flights like British Airways has done and like the UK's done. That was a month and a half ago. And they had CBS News stories and just you name it, literally dozens and dozens and dozens saying Alex Jones is a horrible, evil person. He doesn't like black people because he doesn't, you know, he wants to stop the flights. Oh, I'll assure you, if there was a country mainly of white people with a bowl, I wouldn't want them flying here. I mean, this is just no-brainer. No-brainer quarantine. They're going to wait till it spreads and quarantine everybody and forcibly inoculate us. Just get ready. They may not do it this time. This is the beta test, though. Mark my words, they're doing it on purpose. And so I'm to blame. I understand. Let's have some more CNN reports and another Washington Post attack piece like last week. And just because we're so bad. Because we say what Governor Jindal said before he said it, that it defies logic to not shut down those flights. And that's what he now says. Because I'm normal, see. I'm actually informed. I actually study things. And I'm actually concerned and involved. And I'm the bad man. That's right. Remember just 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, it was still, oh, that crazy guy thinks the government's corrupt. Ha, ha, ha. Everyone knows the government's just fine. Everyone knows there's no corruption. Oh, yeah. Folks, they have been denying all this to get their system in place. And not everybody in government's bad. But the system has been set up to be very corrupt. And we better collectively turn this around or it's over. Because the political interests just get more power out of crises. More power out of discordia. It's a system of milking chaos. Hegelian dialectics. Problem, reaction, solution. A buzzard economy. If you were a buzzard, crony capitalist, anti-free marketer, you're basically a vulture or a buzzard. Now, what do you want? You want happy deer running around the field? No, you want them dead, run over in the streets, you can eat them. And that's basically the type of culture they have. Corporate raiders. But they raid whole countries, and they artificially destabilize whole regions. And this is being done here now. So they can pose as saviors. And they'll probably give Obama an award after all this is over for battling Ebola or something. I mean, there's no end to it. It's about overturning reality, waging war on the truth, a war against reality. It's about flaunting corruption. It's about breaking our back, literally urinating on us to mark us as their property that they can do whatever they want, whenever they want, and laugh at us. This is criminals exercising evil upon us to break our will. I'm done ranting. I'm going to go to your calls throughout the entire next hour. Who should we talk to first here? I don't think I want to talk to Monique. You want to go to Kathy in Boston first?
Yes, we do.
Okay, Kathy in Boston, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to just tell you that I lived in Dallas and had to relocate to Boston as a medical refugee in 2012, because even though I had insurance, I could not get access to care because I was on Medicare after working full-time with a high arch foot, going through surgery for that, you know, this and that. And I had no access to health care outside of Medicare. A root canal tooth failed. I know your dad's an oral surgeon, so you can probably, you know, talk to him about this later. I got actinomycosis in my face, and part of my face got eaten off. And I was told when I went in, the first person that saw me said, you need to have a CT. We don't want to do anything until we make sure that the extraoral cyst is, you know, not connected to that. So I said, okay, great. She got trumped by the guy in charge, and two people told me they didn't want to take your Medicare. So I began a search to try to find a doctor to accept a new patient on Medicare while this thing was going out of control in my face. And I could not find one. Finally, one in Flanders.
Ma'am, all I can say is we're only taking calls on Ebola right now. That's what you told us. What's your Ebola point?
Well, the Ebola point is this, is that the breakdown of access to care in Dallas is so severe.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, listen, states everywhere are collapsing from the 35 million to 40 million illegals that are given first treatment up front. The banks give them bank accounts first, houses first. It's been in the Associated Press to bring the giant population here to devalue the currency and the rest of it. But, no, I absolutely hear you. Is this is all part of becoming a third world nation, is we're going to have third world disease. And then the government will come in with more Obamacare, more federalization as the answer to the crisis they helped create. Sorry to hear about your medical crises. Cindy in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I'm just wondering, they don't seem to be panicking in any way, you know, who they are. Everybody else is freaked out about this Ebola thing, but aren't they afraid of it getting into their families? I mean, their families are all over the country. Pelosi, all of them have grandchildren. Obama has to do his fundraisers. Why are they not afraid of catching it?
That's a great point. Thank you for the call. Please remember to turn your radios down, folks, so we can actually hear you. It's because they're definitely orchestrating it, or they're riding the crisis. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. They have turned off all the defaults to do this, to bring in Ebola-infected people, to not track or quarantine the family when this first happened for 5 days, to just try to have plausible deniability when Ebola starts popping up in other areas. Then the hysteria will start. But they didn't want to get it stopped up front. They wanted to get it in place first. Let's talk to Richard in Arizona. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, thank you. I appreciate it. You've talked to me before. I'm an independent health scientist. I've been for about 50 years and working on all these diseases and age reversal, and I'm way outside the system. But I want to tell you just a couple of quick things. One is, you're absolutely correct that it's completely intentional. CDC is not incompetent in any means whatsoever. They're following orders. And the things they're doing are more than obvious just to get it in place in America. And I would suggest that people use whatever time they have to get themselves in really good condition, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, get detoxified, change your lifestyle right now, not later. And don't eat anything or drink anything that's not good for you. Just basic ideas.
Why do you think they want to get Ebola spreading in the country?
I think they intend to wipe out a big chunk of the population on the way to leaving just a few left, which is the people at the very top of the power structure.
Well, Dr. Eric Pianka at UT famously was on national television for his dream of 90% being killed by airborne Ebola to wipe out the scourge of humanity. Prince Philip has said the same thing. Queen Elizabeth's II's husband. And this is what my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is all about. Great points. Let's go to Julio. One more call before we go to break. You got about a minute, Julio. Go ahead.
You know, it's not a coincidence, Alex, that the mayor of Atlanta, Kasim Reed, would attend the Bilderberg conference this year. I mentioned this on your show.
Yeah, you called in about 2 months ago, and you predicted that they were going to release it in the U.S.
Absolutely. It's not a coincidence. You look at Bilderberg's past, for example, Christine Todd Whitman, an absolute no one from New Jersey. Her role was played as EPA director in New York on 9/11. Look at Rick Perry. Despite a failed presidential attempt, he's playing a big role here in your state, Alex, in Texas.
He went to Bilderberg, too. I tell you what, stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Julio. Then Mark, Karen, Jason, Monique, S.A., Spiro, and others. Second hour, I'm your host, Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Please don't take this radio show for granted. There's nothing else like it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.